For the next few days, I'd like to change our limud temporarily in order to learn more about Hanukkah. We'll be learning from the Sichos of Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal on the topics of Hanukkah, and we'll try to focus, he has a lot, so we'll try to focus on the things that we've been working on, namely Emunah and the Metzius, the existence of Hashem, Emunah that we were created by Hashem, and the need for Kirvas Elokim, to build a relationship with Hashem. Chazal tell us that the light which was created at the beginning of creation, Vayihi'ar, when Hashem said, Vayihi'ar, the very first light, it's known in the Sfarim as the Ar HaGanuz, the hidden light, because after creation it was hidden, and that's not the light that we use. But it had amazing spiritual properties. Adam Rishon utilized that light to see from one end of the world to another. Nothing was hidden from a person who had access to that light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there would be eventually Rishayim who would misuse this ability and disrespect the Kedusha of the light, and therefore he hid the light. For whom is it hidden? For Tzadikim Le'osid Lavai, in the world to come. However, the Sfarim tell us that this light is also hidden within our Yamim Tovim as well. When the time for Yantav arrives, this spiritual Ar HaGanuz bursts out and shines its precious light upon our neshamas. And for that reason, he says, this is very interesting, the Yamim Tovim are referred to as Tov, Yamim Tovim, they're good days. Why? Because this special light is also termed good, as it says, Vayar Elokim es ha'or ki Tov. He saw the light is good, and that's why Yamim Tovim are called Yamim Tovim, because they contain a certain measure of this light. We get access to this spiritual power. There are stories of tzaddikim, through their kedusha and the purity of their eyes, were able to see things far away and see through people. And the story is told of the Chafetz Chaim, just to say one of many, who knew that Rav Chatzkel Sarna, who had been the Rav of Slutsk, and he was imprisoned in Siberia for a number of years, and he knew the moment that he was released from Siberia, although it was hundreds of miles away. Immersing oneself in the Torah also exposes the Ar HaGanuz, which is hidden within the Torah as well. We see an interesting thing about Hanukkah. Every Yantav has a dedicated Mesechta of Gemara, which discusses its halachas. There's Mesechtas Psachim for the halachas of Pesach. There's Mesechtas Sukkah for the halachas of Sukkot. There's Mesechtas Yuma for Yom Kippur, Megillah for Mipurim, and so on. Hanukkah has no Mesechta. What does it have? It has a portion of the second parak of Shabbos. The second parak of Mesechta Shabbos is called Parak Bamem Adlikin. We say it every Shabbos before Maariv. And it's the parak of the Gemara that discusses all the halachas of Ner Shabbos. And that parak also incorporates the halachas of Ner Chanukah. It seems that there's an intrinsic connection between Shabbos and Chanukah, and the candles of Shabbos and the candles of Chanukah. So let's see if we can understand the deeper meaning of this connection. First, we have to try and understand the underlying concept of Ner Shabbos. So there's a fascinating halacha pertaining to Shabbos candles that everyone should know, relevant to Chanukah. If someone unfortunately has no money, and all he has is sufficient to buy one of two things, he can either buy oil for his Chanukah menorah, or he can purchase wine for Kiddush. Menorah or Kiddush, which one? The halacha is, buy oil for Chanukah. Why? Because the menorah comes for Parsume Nisa, to publicize the miracle of Chanukah, and that's more important than Kiddush. Although Kiddush is essentially a Torah commandment, right? And Chanukah is a Drabbanan. Parsume Nisa is more important. However, if one has only enough oil to either light Shabbos candles or to light the menorah, and that's your choice, the halacha is that Shabbos candles take precedence. Why? Because Shabbos candles contribute to Shalom Bayis. If there's no light, it makes the mood in the house depressing, and when it's difficult to see, people trip over things and they get mad. And that's more important than the Hanukkah candles. But this needs to be understood. How can anything be more important than Hanukkah, which comes to strengthen our basic emunah and belief in Hashem? That's why Parsume Nisa is so important. The miracle of Hanukkah demonstrated Hashem's existence, His dominion over all things and people, His control over the world, and His interest in us. So why should Shabbos candles be greater than the mitzvah of Hanukkah? So Shimshon Pinkus has a beautiful thought, which we won't be able to cover today, but we'll start and we'll continue next week. Shabbos, the word Shabbos Shvisa, literally it means resting. In a deeper sense, what this means is not the act of going to bed, or even not, it doesn't even mean not doing work. What it really means is that once Shabbos arrives, everything stops in its tracks, and Shabbos takes over. Everything stops vying for attention, everything stops clouding our vision, and Shabbos infiltrates everything, and affects everything, and affects how we look at everything. The way the world is run during the weekday is different than the way it works on Shabbos. In a perfect Shabbos, nothing else exists other than the presence of Hashem. That means everything stops. The world stops. We stop having the effect of this world, and all we do is spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shvisa means. Now, what brings on this wave of Kedusha? The Neiris of Shabbos usher in this change. The days of the week, which are the days of the physical world, as they're called, Yemei HaMaisa, they're referred to as Choshech, darkness. Shabbos is Mi'ein Olam Haba, a taste of the world to come, and it's light. So next week, we'll continue developing this idea and how Shabbos ties into Hanukkah and how the Shabbos candles and the light of Shabbos are introduced to the weekdays through the Hanukkah lights. Have a wonderful Shabbos.